Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the morning services. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
Brilliant. Let's pray as we look at that story more. Dear God, thank you for Pentecost. Thank you that your Spirit is with us now. Help us to know who he is and what he does. Amen. Well, this is what Jesus said about the Spirit. He said, "The Helper is the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it does not see him or know him. But you know him. He lives with you, and he will be in you." Jesus, speaking to his friends, he lives in you, and he will be with you. Holy Spirit, God in us. And as we've seen at the start of the Pentecost story, God felt very far away. Jesus had risen. And he was telling his friends it was time for him to go back to his heavenly Father. But he also said that he would be with him. How is that? How could Jesus possibly leave them and be with them at the same time? How does that work? Jesus' friends went home after Jesus left, and they waited, and hours became days, and they waited. Until suddenly, a wind filled the room. And it was amazing. As we saw on the video, what it must have been like. Fire on their heads, speaking in languages, and everyone understanding. But the biggest change, actually, was not on the outside, it was on the inside. Because God was changing hearts. Hard hearts of stone were being fixed, just as God had promised. God was giving them new hearts, hearts that remembered what Jesus had said, hearts that were filled with the peace of God. Jesus was coming to live inside them in an amazing way. We can't understand it. Somehow, Jesus was living inside them. In their hearts, Jesus, just as he said, "For he lives with you and will be with you." The Jesus Storybook Bible that we've been using at our Sunday school puts it like this: Jesus closer than he ever had been. Jesus closer than he ever had been. He was their Savior. And he was, they were his people. Do you know, sometimes we explain it a bit like this. That's going to balance for approximately 2 seconds, I think. Okay. We'll come back to that. Sometimes we explain it like this. Now, I don't know if you've been watching, if you go outside and you drive past Whitgift and the sports grounds and you see them playing cricket, have we got any good catchers on the front few rows? Yep. Yeah, let's just see how good we are. We're ready. Oh, that was very good. Well done. Now, many years ago, I remember learning how to bowl at cricket for the first time. And up until then, I had no clue. What do I do with the R's? I knew they did something like that, but no idea whatsoever. And one of the teachers showed me and walked me through it. He stood beside me, and suddenly, for the first time, I knew where to put my arms. And where, I won't do it, because you'll know that I'm doing it completely wrong now. But for the first time, suddenly, I had a sense of where to put my arms and how to get the ball from me to the other set of wickets on the other side. This is the first time. But after one afternoon, there was a long way to go. There was a long way to go. I still was tripping over myself and sometimes crossing and going my arms everywhere. But what it would be to have in some way, to have that teacher's skills living inside me, to be on my own, rubbish. To have someone good teaching me, that's great. To have the skills of that person somehow inside me, guiding me to throw, that is amazing. And that is why it was better for Jesus to go. Because Jesus gave us someone that is better than Jesus living beside us. Actually, Jesus living inside us by his Spirit, closer than he had ever been. And if you're a follower of Jesus today, Jesus lives in you by his Spirit. Some days we'll feel near to God, brilliant. Some days we'll feel far away from God. But actually, in those days, nothing has changed, because we can trust Jesus' word, because Jesus tells us that he is with us by his Spirit. Sometimes we'll feel that, sometimes we won't. In those times, we trust Jesus' word that he's with us. And because the Spirit, he's ultimately about pointing us to Jesus and changing our hearts. I wonder if you noticed in the Pentecost story, for those of you who've read it a number of times, have you noticed how loads of amazing things happen, but when the apostles get up, they don't actually talk that much about all the languages and all the fire and all that kind of stuff. They talk about Jesus. They talk about Jesus. True Pentecostal Christians know and are focused on Jesus. That is the Spirit's work. He points people to Jesus. And children, if you trust in Jesus, God lives in you by his Spirit. He won't let you go. He is with you. He won't let you go. You are his people. He is your Savior. I remember as a 15-year-old, I wasn't really interested in the things of Jesus. As an 18-year-old, I became hungry for his word. I wanted to know Jesus. I wanted to understand why he died. How is that? It's the work of the Spirit working in my heart, turning me to Jesus. Some people think the Spirit, he's just for special people. No, he lives in all followers of Jesus. This was his mission, drawing near to people. We say at Christmas, remember Christmas? That was a great time, wasn't it? It's great. Still remember my presents. We said at Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus coming down. At Pentecost, we still say, Emmanuel, God still with us by his Spirit. God wants us to know that Jesus is closer than he had ever been before. As we close, I wonder if we believe that. I wonder if we believe that. What a privilege that God chooses to live in us. What an encouragement that God is committed to us, that he wants to be near us. He wants to draw near and live in us by his Spirit if we trust in Jesus. What a challenge to live before God, knowing that we're not our own. We're Jesus' people. What a challenge as we go into our weeks. So let's pray. Let's pray for tomorrow. Let's pray that we would know God is with us by his Spirit. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for your Spirit. We pray for tomorrow. We pray that we would know that you are with us by your Spirit. Help us to be encouraged that we are your people. Help us to live rightly before you this week, we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.